Hi everyone. I just want to give a little shout out that Business Barn Raising is now open for the year. This time around, we are really focusing on helping people who have been interested in incorporating hypnotherapy into their practice get started. And the most important things to get started really are focusing on your practice location, getting all the systems in place that you are going to need to provide services. Those are things like insurance and contracts. And finally, finding the clients that you need to run your practice. And in Business Barn Raising, we cover all of these areas, both in lesson content format as well as supported coaching calls. So if you think this is something that might be helpful to you, be sure to reach out and get signed up. We will be starting in June. Welcome to the Animals and Aquatics Podcast. I'm Gina, your host, and today we're going to discuss a topic that is close to our hearts. And if you've been listening, that we've got a lot going on this month. It is Mentoring May, so we're covering some topics related to mentoring, but we are also coming up on Mother's Day, and I'm really excited to share a little bit about this special Mother's Day episode and some of the challenges that are faced by mothers in the healthcare field. And as an occupational therapist and an adjunct professor and a mom of three kids, I feel all of these things. And I'm really excited. We just wrapped up finals for the college. So that's one thing that's now off my plate. And I feel this surge of energy because now the energy that I had that was dedicated to the students in our OTA program now can be dedicated to my children. It can be dedicated to my business or bringing you episodes in the podcast. And I'm excited to have this little kind of burst of energy as we're really moving into spring. So this episode, we're going to be discussing how mothers can really start to balance work and family when working in a non-traditional therapy setting like aquatic therapy or when partnering with animals. So why is Mother's Day important? Well, for occupational therapists, it's an opportunity to acknowledge such a critical role. And becoming a mother really is a huge life transition. We covered the developmental frame of reference this semester, and I talk so much with my students about ages and stages. And, you know, stage of life of being a parent is huge. There's so much that goes into it. And this is an opportunity for us to acknowledge mothers, celebrate motherhood and the role of motherhood. And for myself personally, I'm doing that. Our family is going to take a camping trip and we're going to meet up with my mom. So it's going to be, you know, my mom and myself and a celebration of motherhood. And I'm excited to have that little break. And bringing that to my work-life balance will help me regain a little bit of energy. It will help me regain a little bit of calibration in my focus. So as occupational therapists, certainly many of us are mothers or we work with mothers. And we work with moms in a variety of settings. We're helping them achieve their goals, improve their quality of life. We might be working with them to navigate the challenges of balancing work and family responsibilities, especially if they have some other sort of challenge or disability. We're going to be a lot of times providing them with strategies to manage stress. That can often come with if they have a child with special needs, there's additional stressors along with that. And so we might be providing them with some strategies and promoting their self-care, taking that time to give back a little bit. If you've listened to my episode, Therapy for the Therapist, that's a way that I incorporate some self-care into my therapy sessions because being a mom, being an entrepreneur and private practice owner and carrying all these roles sometimes doesn't leave a lot of room for self-care. So being able to integrate that sometimes into my therapy sessions can really make a big difference in just boosting my mood throughout the week. And we also work with moms to help them develop skills to enhance their relationships with their children. So we have a lot of key roles. Mother's Day can also be an occasion for us as OTs to recognize and honor Contributions that mothers make to the broader community, such as advocacy efforts on behalf of their children, involvement in volunteer work, or other civic engagements. So there's a lot of reasons why, as OTs, we can take a moment to reflect on Mother's Day, and we can also start to understand why mothers who are working in the healthcare field or in occupational therapy need support. And the number one reason why mothers are leaving the healthcare field is because of a lack of work-life balance. Now, I hate that term. When I think of balance, in my mind's eye, I see stones that are stacked up and they're kind of teetering a little bit, right? And balance to me feels precarious. It feels like something that you're kind of trying to achieve, but it doesn't really happen. I like to think of work-life priorities because sometimes family is my priority. Sometimes work needs to be my priority. But ultimately, because of this sometimes conflict between work life and family life, there can be a lot of stressors that go along with that. And it can really impact why moms choose to stay in the field or leave the field of OT. So if your OT position requires long hours, night shifts, weekend work, it really can be difficult to prioritize your family responsibilities, or it can be the emotional demands and the physical component. And when we are talking about partnering with animals, right, there's a huge emotional demand. There's the emotional demand of co-regulating with the child, of checking in on the welfare of the animal, of really structuring that whole session. If we're talking about the aquatic environment, there is a huge component that can be physically exhausting. Or if we are incorporating hippotherapy into our OT sessions and we're walking, I average a mile per session. And so, you know, that can be physically exhausting. So that can make it really hard for me as a mom to maintain my own well-being, especially when I have then caregiving demands for my own three kids when I get home. So this can be some big reasons why moms get burnout or they choose to leave the healthcare field. They choose to leave OT. And some of those challenges really are part of the innate demands of being an OT or being an OT in a non-traditional setting. And being able to balance those with what we have going on at home at any given time, you know, brings us back to that priority thing. What is the priority right now? Is it that I am present and attentive to my children? Is it that I'm treatment planning for my session later in the day? But when we look at research and we see what's out there as far as the challenges that are faced by moms that are in the healthcare field, a number one challenge that comes up is work-family conflict. And again, when we have this conflict in between our priorities, a lot of times that can be very stressful. It can lead to burnout or dissatisfaction with both our work life and our family life. And that doesn't feel good all around. And I really feel like I've embodied this a little bit this last semester because our private practice has been going really full steam ahead and bringing in the professor role and then having an infant again. It really was a lot. And I have been experiencing a lot of dissatisfaction with both work life and how I'm showing up in my family. So I really feel this and I'm really happy to be able to take a break for Mother's Day and just acknowledge this kind of a breathe out. This whole semester, these last four and a half months have been a lot of breathing in. And it's a little bit of like breathing in and holding your breath. And now it's time to breathe out and really find that rhythm again with work life and family life. Another challenge is the policies that impact our work and our family life. And if you're not in private practice or an entrepreneur, often you are subject to the policies of your workplace. And these often are not conducive to family life. That's certainly one of the reasons why I went from working part-time at a facility that I love dearly to being in private practice because my family needed to come first and I didn't have flexible work hours. I didn't have the ability to work from home at all, even on things like emails or reports, scheduling, things like that that could have easily been done at home. And then having paid leave. And this is another one, you know, that can really depend on where in the world you're listening to this episode from. But in the United States, we don't have a lot of paid leave. And even something like your child getting sick, and that's happened to us a few times where one of our children gets sick and we're not going to be able to have a babysitter come on the day that we have treatment sessions. And I always really struggle with, do I tell my client family, like, I need to reschedule your child's OT session because my child is sick and I can't ask a babysitter to come and care for my sick child? And part of my brain says, well, that's not the parent's problem, you know. They don't need to know that, and you're rescheduling their session. And part of me says, but that's the reality of life as a parent, and they should understand that, and hopefully they will be understanding. So that ability to juggle the demands of work and family, whether it's policies or priorities, can be a big component to some of the challenges that we face. Role overload. And, you know, as OTs, I just, you know, I love the word role, right? What is our role? What role are we acting in? What role do we need to fill our responsibilities in? So moms and those of us OTs who are working in these non-traditional settings, we are juggling a lot of roles, right? We might be an administrator. We might be a volunteer coordinator. We might be an animal caretaker. We might be the business owner. We might be the biller and the scheduler. Then we might be a spouse, and we are a mom and a caregiver. And hopefully we still have some friends left. And you have all these roles going on, and it's overwhelming. So it can lead us to being exhausted. It can lead us to being burnt out and having a hard time really engaging meaningfully in any of those roles. So anytime we can delegate a role, and I feel like this has been a great opportunity for technology to come in and help. So the EMR that we use, it's Jane App. And I have delegated some of my roles to Jane because Jane can handle a lot of my scheduling. Jane can handle sending out client surveys. Jane can handle my intake paperwork. And so that can take off some of those roles, or at least help me with those. And then certainly our expectations from society around us. And there's a great quote saying somewhere, and I have no idea who said it, but it's like, we are expected to be a mom like we don't work, and we are expected to be at work like we don't have a family. And I feel that so much because I feel like as a private practice owner and a business owner, everything is really, really intertwined. And this week I ran a support group with our therapy goats, and I had my kids helping me set up chairs. And some of the participants were showing up a little early, and it really felt like, oh, is this appropriate? But it's part of my life. And that societal expectation of like, you're in work mode now, like your family isn't part of this. But this is a family-based business, and they're helping me set up the chairs. They're helping me get ready to bring these people into our space so I can support them and provide that healing opportunity as part of their recovery journey. So, you know, kind of a really interesting component of what those expectations are from society, from everything around us. So outlining those challenges and looking at all of the components when we are OTs and we're moms and we're working in these kind of out-of-the-box settings, figuring how can we bring in some balance? How can we bring in some support? How can we help ourselves if we're the moms, or how can we help coworkers or the moms that we work with? And I think what would be the most appropriate is to really highlight the benefits of nature, the benefits of having a support network, because those are things that can be easily accessible. They are things that really resonate with most OTs that are in the aquatic setting or partnering with animals. And one way that mothers can combat the challenges of balancing or prioritizing career life and family life is finding a way to incorporate nature into your daily routine. And if you are caretaking for animals, this can be a component of it. I often find if I just stop and reflect for a moment when I am engaged in the animal caretaking duties, whether that's, you know, picking out a stall and just kind of be present for a moment, that really does help to recharge me. But looking at the ways that nature can help reduce stress, improve your mental health, and then looking at that community aspect, whether that's through mentoring or networking, finding fellowship can really improve your job satisfaction and support you in both the role of motherhood and in the role of your job. So some strategies for prioritizing work and family life would be to establish boundaries. And this has changed with me over time. I used to have some more clear boundaries about times I would and wouldn't work. Now with 3 children, I definitely have changed those boundaries because, you know, hello nap time. That's a huge time when I get work done, or after bedtime. And so that allows me to fit some things in, but it also means that I don't necessarily say, like, on Tuesdays, it's just family day, because I need to be able to fit things in. Figuring out what your boundaries are really can help you streamline your energy. It can make sure that you are truly being present to your family and allow you to devote time and energy to your work without compromising either one. Another strategy that I had just mentioned is technology. Using technology that is accessible to us, whether that's video conferencing, mobile apps, things that can track our clients' progress, manage their schedule, text messaging, all those things can really help us as moms, you know, stay connected with our clients while being able to take a role off of us. Anytime we can embrace flexibility, that can help to decrease our stress as moms. It can be working part-time, doing job sharing with another OT, taking a sabbatical year to focus on family. So any way in which our field as occupational therapists can give you flexibility, certainly when you are a mom and you need that, take that, take advantage of that, because it can help you keep your fire for OT and for your clients. And it can allow you to be present with your family. Self-care, 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 right? And one podcast that I heard that broke it down to me in the best I think I had ever heard is self-care can be worked out in 4 ways. It's getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, prioritizing eating, and taking some time for yourself. And they said, you know, it's not bubble baths and books, which are wonderful self-care. I would love to have time for bubble baths and books, but I often felt that that just wasn't going to happen for me. And then I was like, well, you know, here I am. I'm not getting this component of self-care. But when I could prioritize just those basic components, making sure that I'm getting enough sleep, being sure to have water with me available to me, and prioritizing my own meals. We're making snacks for the kids, or we're getting their meal on the table and we're getting like the last of the meal. They're almost like, my kids, sometimes they're almost done eating and like I haven't even sat down to eat yet. Making sure that like I get my meal on the table and I'm starting to eat and serving them like alongside me, because that is a component of self-care. So sometimes something like that can just be the start of prioritizing self-care. And then finding support. So a great way to find support is finding fellowship with other OTs that are in similar situations, whether that is prioritizing motherhood or focusing on partnering with animals or working in an aquatic environment. Each of those can be, you know, a key component in finding support and finding someone who understands what you're going through, can provide you some guidance or even shortcuts to the process sometimes. Being a mom, I don't always have time to figure it out all on my own. So that's why I have a business coach. That's why I have people I can go to and say, hey, this is a program I'm thinking about running. What do you have? Have you done anything like this? because it means that I don't have to go through all of that on my own. So the ways that we can prioritize nature or bring nature in to de-stress from work or to help get a little bit of a break can be outdoor exercising. So whether that's walking, running, going for a hike, bringing your yoga mat outside, that can help you to reduce stress, improve your mood. And I find when I have that ability to kind of shift my mood a little bit, often I can be more patient with my kids. I can be more focused when I do sit down to work. Taking a nature break, so just going outside, getting a couple deep breaths, that can help you feel energized. It can help you feel refreshed. And sometimes if I have multiple kids crying and I need to just step out for a moment, that ability to take a couple deep breaths, come back in, can really be a great way to get revitalized. Gardening is something that I would definitely recommend if you like plants. We are getting our spring-summer garden going, and it's been great to have the kids out helping, weeding, and getting ready. They're excited to do planting. And for us, it's a way to enjoy nature, but we also feel productive. We love to see the harvest later on in the summer. So it can be a therapeutic activity, but if it's not your cup of tea, definitely don't add it to your list of things to stress about. Family nature outings, so going on a hike, having a picnic, going to a park, can be a great way to really get a break from work. I know that I can close my laptop, turn my phone to silent, and go to the park for a couple hours with the kids can be really important to me as a way to prioritize family time. And it can be a memorable thing for the kids, something they really look forward to. And mindfulness, certainly mindfulness can be something that nature gives to us as a gift. It allows us to see things that change on a daily basis. It allows us to take a moment to hear the bird song or to hear the wind rustle through the leaves. We can feel the change of the temperature or the sunshine. It's very beautiful and sunny today. So being able to feel the sunshine, like those mini moments of mindfulness, really help me be present, help me be focused, help me get back on track if I'm having a little bit of a hard time like getting focused or getting into the groove, whether that can be into the family groove or the work groove. Those things can be really important. And as I was touching on the support part, right, we have support hopefully from our spouse or our co-parent. We have support from, you know, extended family, even if they're not close to us, which our families here aren't particularly close in distance to us, but being able to reach out on a phone call or a video call and have them say hi to the kids for a little bit can be important. And we can look at what kind of family supports do we have in place that really support and enrich our family life? And what kind of professional supports do we have in place that really provide guidance to us, help us navigate our challenges in our careers? And as I mentioned, I have coaches that help me. I have business coaches. I have professional coaches that help me navigate being an entrepreneur, being a private practice owner, being in a nature-based practice, because I want to effectively use my time. I want to have a support network. And I know that I also have stuff to give back. So that component of networking or mentoring or finding fellowship really is important for keeping your job satisfaction high, feeling like you have the resources at hand that you need. It can expand my network. So when I'm looking for a podcast guest, I can ask my network of who might like to be interviewed or who would be a great person to interview. I can also find out who's doing things that are similar to me and ask them for recommendations, or if they have a protocol or a camp booklet for sale that I can purchase from them and support them so I can value their time while saving some of my time. And certainly having a mentor can help increase your confidence. They can give you feedback and guidance, and it can help us take on new challenges And whenever we're partnering with animals and children, it's always a new challenge. So having someone there that can build our confidence a little bit, give us some feedback in the direction that we're going can be really helpful. Lastly, this network that we have professionally can help manage our work stress. So if we have a session that doesn't really go the way that we thought it was going to go, or we find out that we have something coming up with insurance and billing, and we just need to talk it through with someone, it's really nice to have a network or a group that is devoted to that so we don't bring it home with us. And being able to kind of put that issue out there, get feedback, and put it to bed before we come back to our family can be really important. And I've found the more I can go to those groups and go to those colleagues and say, like, hey, this is a question I had. I need to get some feedback on it and feel some closure, feel some resolution with it. It's been really helpful in me being able to have some peace with that, put it aside, and come back and be present with my family. So by working with a mentor or having a support group, mothers, we can receive that guidance, support, feedback that's really going to help us continue to grow our careers while we're being moms. And sometimes it can feel, again, hard to do both. So if you are a mom, we want to take a moment to honor you. If you work with moms, we want to give you some ideas for honoring moms who are OTs. So as we wrap up, we want to honor the moms in our lives, honor OTs who are moms, and share some ideas of how we can show appreciation. So letting them know that they're valuable in the workplace or they're valuable as part of your family is important. And a simple thank you really can go a long way. Offering support to moms who are OTs or finding support can give you some time to yourself. So even if you find a younger high school student who can be a mother's helper, that can give you some time to yourself and really be part of that component. Continuing education, so encouraging yourself or moms in your workplace to keep up to date, really can bring enrichment to your career. It can help you stay on top of new things. I know sometimes, especially a new baby, it feels hard to, okay, I'm like, I have everything going on with the baby who's still an infant. And then I have what's happened in work and what's going on with that. So continuing education can really be helpful in staying up to date, and having a workplace that supports that can be a great way to support moms. And then celebration, right? Whether that's planning a special day, having extra cookies at work, or just a much needed break can be a great way to celebrate. So the way that I'm going to be celebrating is a camping trip and just really looking at that opportunity to get away a little bit, de-stress a little bit, and have some of my own needs met and get out in nature is something that I'm really excited about. So as we wrap up today, I certainly want to thank you for joining us for this episode of Animals and Aquatics. I hope that this episode shed some light on the unique challenges faced by moms who are working outside of the box of traditional OT and providing insight into how we can better support and empower moms who are working in the aquatic setting or partnering with animals. So happy Mother's Day to all the OT moms out there. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And don't forget to come back and explore more with us.